beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Hello, this is Carl Jones of the Delta Rhythm Boys, and welcome to the Big Beat Show.
Let's take all the dancers and put them together.
Yeah!
Let's go to Nello.
Gonna do the fish. I'd like mine broiled, please, with a little sauce on the side, maybe some brown rice. Oh, I'm sorry, I was thinking of something else. That was a dance, the fish. As a matter of fact, that song was called The Dances by the Starfires on Bargain Records from 1961. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the April 22nd, 2010 edition of The Big Beat Show, right here on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. I understand there's some new listeners out there. Well, come right on in. I saved a seat for you. And we're going to continue with a group from Philadelphia on Norgold Records, 1959. My name is Lou Rollo, and these are the Revels with Tweedledee Dee.
Baby, 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 will you marry me?
happy, just you wait and see. Oh, oh.
My love on a town, I said,
you got pretty, pretty, look at it. You got pretty, pretty, look at it. You got pretty, pretty, look at it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, I'm a teaser. Every girl that I see, and I'm a pleaser. I can offer them me. And if my
lover,
they're a speaker, man.
She runs my love a hundred down. I say, look
out, pretty, pretty, look out, look out, pretty, pretty, look out, look out, pretty, pretty, look out,
look out, look out, look out, look out, look out, look
out. I make it on the scene when the sun go down. Dig it on the happy hour, going around. I can't feel the beat, I can feel it again. If I don't find my well, I'm a
stranger,
and I'm a danger for every girl that I meet. And if my lover comes with a man,
she runs my love a hundred down. I'm still a
gal, pretty, pretty, gal, pretty, pretty,
gal,
pretty, pretty, gal.
Well, I said, darling, are you?
Yeah.
there. Rhythm and blues, rock and roll, sometimes gospel and sometimes soul. That's what you get on the Big Beat Show. Glad to have you here, and I'll tell you what we just heard in that last three-record set just now, something recorded January 23rd, 1960, and issued near the end of that year, The Paradons on Milestone Records, recorded at the same session, incidentally, as their big hit, Diamonds and Pearls, and that was called Please Tell Me. Just before that, a group called the Marathons, and this was not the RV group Marathons, who had hits like Peanut Butter, etc., a different group. This one came out on two different labels, the JC label, 1959, and then in August of 1960, it was reissued on Sabrina. And also we heard The Stranger by the Marathons on JC. And to open up that Big Beat Triple Treat, the Revels, one of the greatest groups to come out of Philadelphia. I love them. And that was called Tweedly D on Norgold from 1959. I want to thank everybody who wrote to me and emailed me this week with some encouragement and compliments and some corrections and information. I really want to thank everybody who did that. There's one thing I will correct later on in the show, actually something I played last week, but we'll get to that later. But right now, this interesting story on this one. This is the Robins, one of my all-time favorite groups. Not one of my all-time favorite records by them, honestly, but it's pretty good. It's the Robins on Spark Records from April 1954. The exact recording date was March 1st, I believe, 1954, and that's I Love Paris, which was a standard pop hit for several people back in 1954 and 53. When this came out, the writers and, I mean, it was, like I said, a pop hit, more establishment style. When this came out, the writers and publishers objected to it even existing. They said it was ruining their song, and it was making a mockery of what they wanted the song to do. And that's why I'm going to play it for you right now, because that's the kind of thing we do here on the Big Beat Show. You're not going to hear common oldies on this radio program ever, and I'm just not going to do that. You might hear things that are like minor hits, I guess, once in a while. But this one by the Robins is pretty nice. You're going to like the treatment they give with I Love Paris. Do-a-do-wop, do-a-do-wop, do-a-do-wop.
I'm Grady Chapman.
And I'm Todd Terrell.
And I'm Bill Richards.
And we're the Robins.
Yeah. And this is the only place to be.
Ooh, wee, ooh, wee, ooh, wee, ooh.
held so tight. You were mine alone, but I should have known. Sometimes the things you feel aren't always real. They're just the magic of a dream. Just the magic of a dream. Though I am young, I know what I want, a love that is tender and true. Someone to kiss, to have, and to hold, so I won't have to be blue. I have a girl in mind. She will be so kind. She'll have everything. She'll make my heart sing. Then all my dreams you see will no longer be just the magic of a dream.
Oh yeah, we heard I Love Paris by the Robins, the early Robins group. Actually it's middle in their career. April 1954 on Spark Records out of California. I Love Paris by the Robins. And just now, a developmental Robin. In other words, a lot of personnel changes by 1961, but the group was still called the Robins, and we just heard them on the Lavender label. With, as I said, mostly different personnel from March 1961. Pretty nice song called Magic of a Dream. Got a few announcements for you after the next three record set. And in this next three record set, the last two will be a cappella recordings. And I think you're going to find them kind of interesting. I even have one more a cappella recording for you later on in the show. But first, I'm going to give you this on a 45. I think many of you know that about what gossip is. You know, gossip is like talking behind someone's back, or as I used to say, whispering. As a matter of fact, another term for gossiping is having a whispering campaign. That means a lot of people talking about whoever it is, the subject of the gossip. A group called The Temples, 1958, on the Date record label, did a song called Whispering Campaign, and we're going to hear it right now on the Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick.
Oh, Whispering Campaign,
please believe that I adore you. When you don't, it brings me pain. Don't you listen to the
the real thing.
to you. So let's show them we're together.
No, don't even know your name. nowhere.
No, no, no.
Come on, are you kidding me or what? Is that nice? You bet that is. That's the Volumes. The Volumes who had a hit with I Love You on the Chex label back in the, I guess, mid-60s. But there they were, a cappella at a rehearsal session, doing something called Miss Silhouette, which never did come out on a 45. But I'm playing it on the Relic vinyl album, actually, called The Volumes on Chex Records. And I really wanted you to hear that. I haven't played that on this show in probably 10 years, but I was thinking about it this week, and I thought you might like it, and I think you did. And just ahead of that, the Zircons. During the early to mid-60s, and even late 60s, the Zircons were all over the place with a cappella on several labels. The one I just played is My Own True Love, and I'm playing that from a LP called A Cappella Session with the Original Zircons on Snowflake Records, which was owned by my good buddy Wayne Sturley. And that's where I got it. The Volumes, sorry, I didn't mean to look over there while I was talking. The Volumes with Miss Silhouette, My Own True Love by the Zircons, and we started off with the Temples, as I told you, on Date Records from 1958, and that was called Whispering Campaign. You're going to hear something by the Desires in a moment, but right after a few announcements. Last week I mentioned a few radio shows that you should know about, and I forgot to mention that there's a whole lineup of shows on WRDV-FM. In the Pennsylvania area, let's put it that way, they're in several places, but they're on Saturdays and Sundays from morning till night, and I think you might want to check those out, WRDV-FM. And there's a new show, a doo-wop show, starts live streaming only from Denver, I believe, playing 50s and 60s, and this is called Cruisin' Oldies 950.com. That's how you have to get to hear it. I don't even know what the title of the show is. It doesn't say here. But my good friend Bobby Leschak, New Jersey guy, out in California now, and he's doing this show, I guess, on the internet, from where he lives up to Denver, a station in Denver. Here's how you get it. It's 8 o'clock to midnight, Denver time, so that's 2 hours different. So it's 10 to 2 a.m. East Coast time at www.cruisinoldies. There's no G in cruising. It's cruisin, C-R-U-I-S-I-N. N-O-L-D-I-E-S 950.com. CruisinOldies950.com, okay? And if I know Bobby, he's going to be playing some really good stuff. I think he told me he has to play some more mainstream stuff for a while so the station gets used to him and what he's doing. But he'll be playing really, really good stuff sooner or later. I haven't checked him out myself, but I will. I also want to say hello to a few people. Hi to Mike and Linda. Hey, Mike and Linda. Thanks, Mike, for the stuff you sent me this week. Charlie and Pam Horner, what a great presentation they gave last night at the library. Just fantastic, again, as usual. And this one had to do with vocal groups from New Jersey, and this is just a small segment of vocal groups from New Jersey. But they did just a wonderful job again last night, and I think many of you listeners were there to hear it, and I know you agree with me on that. Also want to say hi to my new best friend, Sophie Morrison. Thank you very much, Sophie. And, oh yeah, one more thing. Next week I'm going to have a special show here. I have a guest. It's going to be me. I think many of you know that during the, I guess, 40s is when it started, a trade magazine having to do with records that are issued. It goes to disc jockeys and jukebox distributors and record distributors, and it was called Billboard Magazine. It may even still be out there. I don't know. It probably is, as a matter of fact. The other one was called Cashbox. But as far as Billboard is concerned, one of the things that they did, actually both of these magazines did, they would rate new recordings that came out in different categories, that country and western category, rhythm and blues category, you know, pop stuff. And they didn't give it 4 stars, but they gave them 4 dots for one that they highly recommended. 3 dots for something that is, you know, pretty good. 2 dots is for something, yeah, you're probably not going to want to stock it, or you're not going to probably not want to put it in your jukebox. You know, apparently they played them all and they made their own judgments on these recordings. And once in a while, something would get 1 dot, which means don't even think about it. Well, I was going through Billboard magazines, and I was looking at some of the things that got two dots, which means not recommended. And let me tell you something, they didn't know what they were talking about at Billboard, because there's a lot of fantastic stuff that got two dots in Billboard magazine. And I think we'll start next week with one of the shows. I guess we'll start with 1959. I will play only recordings that got two dots in Billboard magazine. I think you're going to find this very interesting, and you will say what I've been saying, what the heck were you guys thinking about? Right now, here are the Desires.
Set me free.
Not a hit, but that was Ruby and the Romantics, and only came out on an album, I believe. The Our Day Will Come by Ruby and the Romantics album on Cap Records, and that was called Lonely People Do Foolish Things. And just before that, we heard The Desires on Hull Records, 1960, and Set Me Free. All right, moving right along, here's what I have for you next. There's an album, a vinyl album that I have called Demita Joe Sings the Big 15 with Steve Gibson and the Red Caps. Now, she was married to Steve Gibson for a while, and certainly during the time that this album was cut. And several of them have her alone, and several of them have her backed up by Steve Gibson and the Red Caps. The ones backed up by the Red Caps are very, very good. But Demita Joe alone is also a very good singer, if you know about her stuff. I'm going to play three cuts tonight. Hopefully we'll get three in. I think we will. Maybe not. From this album, backed up by, of course, the Red Caps, on ABC Paramount LP from 1960. The first one, with a kind of slight group, is called My Heart Is Home Crying For You. Here's Demita Joe and the Red Caps.
Dressed in diamonds and laces, seen in all the right places, gazed our faces, but my heart is home crying for you. Phone is constantly ringing, round the town I go swimming, while I am dancing and singing. All of my antics are my way of trying to forget, but try as I may, I really can't say that I've been successful yet. Though I laugh when I'm
The Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick.
I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I'll give you my heart. be. Please give your loving heart to me and say we'll never part. I think of you every morning, dream of you every night. Darling, I'm never lonely whenever you're in sight. I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I've given you my heart.
Of course, that was Ella Fitzgerald. Now here's more Demita Joe. That's Demita Joe, backed up by Steve Gibson and the Redcaps on an ABC Paramount LP, and that was called You May Not Love Me. In between there, from 19... What did I write? 1946, I believe, Ella Fitzgerald and the Delta Rhythm Boys with a great version for Sentimental Reasons. And we open that up with My Heart Is Home Crying For You by Demita Joe. Now, last week, I think it was the last song I played, I announced it as Arthur Lee May and the Crowns with This Is the Night for Love on Flair, but that's not what I played. And people told me the next day, I got telephone calls, I got three emails today telling me about that. And I really, by the way, I appreciate that very much. I am not perfect, and I want the show to be as perfect as possible, and I'm happy to make corrections. So I played This Is the Night for Love by Cornell Gunter and the Flares on Flair, but I wanted to play Arthur Lee May and the Crowns with a song with the same title, and we're going to get it right now.
This is the night for love. This is the night for love.
I always you so.
There's a treat for all you a cappella fans. Probably one of the greatest a cappella groups to ever sing, the Sparrows Quartet. And that was made in a hallway someplace in the Bronx during the 90s. That's right. Just a pickup of the Sparrows Quartet. They decided to sing that. Of course, they had rehearsed it before. Eternally Yours, live a cappella. And I hope you like that, because you're not going to hear that too many other places. I'm not going to have time for this whole thing, but there's a little bit of reading, writing, and arithmetic by the five encores on Rama.
Two and two is four. And divide and multiply and rock around the floor with read, write, arithmetic, rock and roll.
Everybody does it.
Read, write, arithmetic, rock and roll.
Everybody loves it.
Read, write, arithmetic, rock and roll.
Put a little rhythm in the ABC. Add a little rock to geography. Take a little swing through the alphabet. That's the way to get to be teacher's pet.
Written, writing, arithmetic.
Yeah, a little white rock and roll there for you. By the way, the Sparrows Quartet, for many of you do not know, is the blackest sounding white group you're ever going to hear.
Rock, one.
And don't forget, next week, the special on Billboard magazine, Two Dots, Bad Records. I'm going to play them for you next week. See if Billboard had it together or not. But we're going to take it out tonight with another thing by Demita Joe with Steve Gibson and the Red Caps. This is one I've played several times. It's really, really nice. And it's called Time Out for Tears on ABC from 1960 on an LP. And we're going to get to that in just about a few more seconds after I have you put up with this for a few more. Now, that's enough. Thanks very much for listening tonight. May harmony be with you. Until next time, here's Demita Joe, Steve Gibson, and the Red Caps, and Time Out for Tears. Listen to the beginning of this.
Time, 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 time.
There's too much time out for tears, because I'm thinking of you.
Thinking of you.
think